It was the year 2000, and Linda Jenkin Costanzo was attending a performance at Theater of Youth in Buffalo with her twin sons, then 8 years old. Seated next to them was a woman named Lillian Schulte.
She was there with her daughter and grandchildren. We struck up a conversation about the play, and out of the blue, she said, "Yes, this is one of my children. I have four. However, I lost my son Mark in Vietnam." And that just stopped me right in my tracks because I grew up as a teenager in the Vietnam War.
Jenkin Costanzo was moved by the revelation from a woman who is a Gold Star mother. The Gold Star designates a family member whose loved one died while in military service. 4 years after that chance encounter, Linda began correspondence with several Gold Star mothers whose sons were killed in Vietnam. The result was a book, Our Sons, Our Heroes, which was first published in 2013. These are testimonials by the mothers, some of whom have since passed away, but many of whom have finally opened up about losing a son in what history shows to be a divisive, unpopular war. The author believes, for many, this was a much-needed, long-overdue first release.
Absolutely. And the reason is because there were no grieving counselors back then. There were no psychologists for these women to go to.
Many Gold Star mothers received the same disrespect that their sons got upon coming home. One of the contributing mothers was the late Shirley Popoff, whose son, Curtis Eugene Crawford, was killed in action on February 28, 1967, at the age of 19. She recalled harassing phone calls to her house, and on one occasion, a man in a business suit sitting near her in a diner who suggested her son got what he deserved.
Some of them just retreated and sat back in silence because public would say something to them, or in one case, with the Gold Star mother I met in this book with Lillian Schulte, she had a relative make a very snide remark to her once. So these women were just devastated.
Among the surviving contributors is Georgie Carter Krell, who lives in the Miami area. Her son, Bruce Carter, was killed on August 7, 1969, at the age of 19. He was on patrol when a firefight broke out. A grenade was thrown near his comrades, and he threw his body over it to protect them. He was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. His action, falling on that grenade, does not surprise his mother.
Absolutely not. I've often told people, if I'd have been there, I said, "Bruce, don't do that. That's dangerous." But I wasn't there, and he did what he's always done. He just jumped into action no matter what.
In her grief, she slammed the door on the two Marines who came to deliver the bad news. She concurred with Jenkin Costanzo's point that there were none of the support groups now available to families of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans.
We toughed it out, and like I said to my children, we were good citizens, so we made our way through. I have great daughters. I truly love them. They stood beside me every inch of the way.
Since then, Krell worked to preserve her son's legacy, including having a veterans hospital named in his memory. She joined the American Gold Star Mothers Organization and became its national president. It gave her the chance to meet with then-First Lady Michelle Obama and Second Lady Dr. Jill Biden, who wanted input for how to help children of those actively serving.
Miss Obama was a delightful, honest woman. I enjoyed being with her. I made the point they were talking about what they were doing now. I said, "But you know, you forgot all the people passed. There was no help for our children. There was no help for my daughter. There was no PTS for anybody. It was just, you know, pull up your bootstraps and keep going. Don't complain."
But there was also a sense of mission to ensure children got the help they needed and that future generations were not forgotten, like the Vietnam Gold Star families. Sandra Craig is a Gold Star mother who lost her son 12 years ago.
My son was Travis Craig. He was killed in action in Iraq in December 6th of 2006.
She networks with other Gold Star mothers and explains the importance of those interactions.
We share how to, you know, when we are having our difficult times, they all understand. We all understand what it's like to have a birthday with no one to celebrate, you know, anymore, and what the holidays are like and what it's like to go to a wedding when you know you never maybe got to see your own child marry or have children or things like that.
While most Americans are familiar with Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and fewer may be familiar with Armed Forces Day, very few may know of the existence of Gold Star Mother's Day. Craig was asked if that bothers her.
I guess it's hurtful that people don't understand what even the term is, but it's not surprising. I mean, I've met people in the military that didn't know what a Gold Star mother is. So it's just a odd thing that it's not well known.
But Craig added it was her son who made the sacrifice, and she believes it is he who should get the honor. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.